Welcome, everyone. You're listening to All Around Rotary Podcast, Episode 1 for the Rotary Year 2021-2022, October of 2021. This runs about 19 minutes. Fellow Rotarians and friends, it's been a while since we last visited here on All Around Rotary, and it's good to be back. As you know, Rotarians are people of action, and so it is today that we're talking about being active with an upcoming event that you won't want to miss. It's the One Rotary Summit, which will be held virtually on Zoom on Wednesday, October 20th, between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m. Our District 6000 Public Image Committee is working hard to promote awareness and attendance at this informative event. They recently met online to share their thoughts and insights on this special event. We're going to be sharing highlights of those conversations to help you better understand the valuable information that will be presented at the summit. Before we do, however, let's be sure you're aware of some basic information about this year's Let's Talk Rotary, Serve to Change Lives, One Rotary Summit. The summit emphasizes the relationship among membership, public image, and humanitarian service through the Rotary Foundation and is a unique and effective way to help club members understand and become truly engaged in Rotary. Three basic features of the summit experience will be: one, you'll be able to participate in focused discussions about membership, public image, and the Rotary Foundation, and how these three things work together in Rotary. Two, you'll share how service is important for all of us to share as Rotarians and Rotaractors. And finally, you'll gain insights about how your club and its ability to expand its reach, increase its impact, enhance its engagement, and increase its ability to adapt to these very challenging times. Now that you know a bit more about the summit, let's hear from committee members of our Public Image Committee as they share their insights and inspirations on how to attend. So let's start off with Barbara Thomas, who's a member of the Iowa City Rotary Club.
So, like it or not, we all have become semi-proficient at Zoom in the last year. And what we've learned is that Zoom and these virtual options actually make it easier for us to participate in things like our district's One Rotary Summit. So think about it. All you have to do is log in from home and join the meeting with a simple click, and then there you are with all of these other Rotarians, and you're sharing ideas and you are learning from others. And I will say, in my experience participating in any district or training experience, it is that idea sharing that truthfully is the most beneficial. You will learn so much from the other people in our district, whether it is about the foundation, whether it's about membership, whether it's how to elevate the public image of your club. I think we can guarantee you that you will gain a lot by joining the Rotary, the District 6000 One Rotary Summit. And we encourage you to register and join us with a simple click of the button.
Here's Corey Kelly with the Rotary Club of Des Moines.
While you were talking, all I was thinking, I really am kind of jealous of our district governor. Sean was talking about how painstaking and rewardless the job is, but you literally have the opportunity to host the most connected district conference that has ever occurred within this geography. And we might be among the only few districts in Rotary to attempt to bring it together in such a fashion. I think sometimes we get lost in the day-to-day of what we're experiencing. Everything around us, the last year and 9 months has changed lives, right? It has changed our lives in what we can do and how we know how to do it and where we're comfortable doing it. And in this Rotary conference, we can join from our backyard. We can sit there in our car. We can be there with our families, and we can be connected with other Rotarians and learn those insights that they have to share about the things we're trying to accomplish. But we can also learn so much more about each other that we never, we've never learned from a district conference. What is it, you know, what Sean has in his studio, right? Or what color Susan's couch is. Like, we're not going to get that from those experiences, but we are going to get to meet Rotarians where they are and do it in such a phenomenally exciting way, really connected.
Past District Governor Susan Herrick from the Boone Rotary Club has some thoughts, too.
If I could take just a second to talk about the One Rotary Summit, I have been to a few in the past, and what I have found is when we get into small groups and start exchanging ideas, we all benefit because nobody has all the ideas and nobody owns all the ideas, so that you don't steal anything from anybody. We gladly give programs to each other that are working for our club and might work for your club too, so that when we put all of the Rotarians that are there for One Rotary Summit into smaller groups and they start talking about what their club is doing with membership and with public relations and with the foundation, we all grow. And that's pretty important stuff. And if we can get it from our home on our computer or on our telephone, we haven't had to drive anywhere. We don't have to drive anywhere after it's over. I think that people will, or certainly should, respond to that, that it's going to be easy to learn more about Rotary and to share our programs with each other.
Here's Ryan Bell, our committee co-chair with the Iowa City Rotary Club.
Yeah, I think it's all the things you guys have mentioned help bring some excitement to this. It's new opportunity. And the thing I like is that as Rotarians, we're optimistic, right? We try to figure out a way to pull this off, even though we would all love to, you know, be in a room together and have a beer together and share a meal. It's just not the time for that. So, you know, the time is to adapt, and that's going to allow us to, like you guys have all alluded to, hopefully bring a bigger and more diverse group to the One Rotary Summit. And really the whole culmination of those ideas is perpetuated by lots and lots of attendance. So the more brainwaves we can have on that Zoom call in our small groups, so we'll be effective and, you know, very efficient with our communication. But the more ideas that can be shared out, the better, and the more benefit will come to all of our district. And because we can record this and share it, you know, even amongst and beyond the actual event, you know, who knows where this might make waves and help our Rotary grow through the membership, through the, you know, public image. And then ultimately that all kind of rains down onto the foundation. And I think that's where we have to start, is growing membership and making more people aware of what we do. So join us all on October 20th and sharing an awesome time.
Here's committee co-chair Tyler Phelps with the Greater Des Moines Rotary Club, who has some observations.
Sean, I don't know if this is a good pitch really or not. This is Tyler, but I can just tell you that I am personally excited for the One Rotary Summit and to share just a kind of a short story or a short why. We have a college freshman in our household in Iowa City, and he had talked to his mom and was kind of looking for some sort of what I would say volunteer outlet. He didn't say it, but he was like, I just need to do something. And that was kind of her first opportunity to say, well, Tyler and I go to Rotary. Asked a little bit what it was, but you know, the ability to be involved in something that is super worldwide and at the same moment, very, very, very close to home. My excitement comes from, well, for the first time in a while, we're going to get together as multiple clubs who are all very different, all made up of a lot of different people, and in all honesty, very different from my own personal club. But to be able to hear how they are engaging in their communities, but also the different ways that they are engaging with those people who just may simply be curious. I want to be a part of something, and learning those different ways to resonate with those different people. Truthfully, I'm just excited about and excited to hear about.
Peggy Geiger, with her husband, past District Governor Terry Geiger, are both members of the Rotary Club of Decatur County, and she has a very interesting view from outside the district to share.
I'm kind of like an absentee member. My husband and I summer in the Lake of the Ozarks, and we winter at Laughlin, Nevada. But we're in the RV traveling as much as we can. We hosted Rotary RV Fellowship this summer here in May at the lake. We went to one in Colorado Springs in June, and we have an RV that on the back of it, it's like a 4x8 public image. It's on the road again with Rotary, and it's huge. And everywhere we go, I think we got that for the Atlanta convention. But my point is, I'm a real believer in public image because I love to tell the story through things, through visual things. And with that, public image creates interest for prospective members that, you know, think it's pretty cool and want to join in and are able to give it, pay it forward or give to their community in their life at that time. And then with that, more members, you get more dollars for the TRF, the Rotary Foundation, which contributes to grants, you know, locally in your community or internationally. So it's like a cycle to me, and it's all connected. Those, in my mind, are three main pillars of what Rotary is. And then all we have all these fingers that go all out and creative and doing good for the world and, you know, among other things. But that's what I hope the One Rotary Summit will be able to instill. And this is a new media to me. it's different, and it is a little getting used to, but I appreciate it more now that my husband and I travel, and because we are still members of the Rotary Club of Decatur County and of District 6000, but we visit any and every club we get an opportunity to. So I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm this little out there seeing what everybody else does to see if I can get any new ideas to, because I will bring them back to the committee.
Corey Kelly offers another insight.
Attend things in person to have an impact. Right? You're doing that being here in the way that you are, which is completely remote, which is exactly what we want people to do, is just sign up to join us wherever you are, meet you where you are, and meet all of us where we are so we can learn together.
Barbara Thomas chimes in with another observation.
Yeah, good point, Corey, because in truth, this actually goes beyond District 6000. We can accept, you know, anyone can join us, any Rotarian. If you have a Rotarian who's in Ireland and wants to hear other ideas, what the heck, invite them and see who we could get.
Our district governor, Alka Connellcar, who's a member of the Rotary Club of Keokuk, has some encouraging thoughts as well.
I think it's going to be a fantabulous time of getting together because I truly believe that our district has members that are so multi-talented and can share their ideas and coming together. And as we know, operating membership and foundation and our public image cannot be... they're not separate silos, as we say, but we have to work together, and together we can make it come to fruition. I think all of our members here on our public image team who have just spoken so beautifully about how this can totally make a difference. Yes, we don't even have to go out of our rooms. Well, the world is coming to us. ORS is coming to us. We don't even have to step outside to attend this virtual session, which will be not only very informative, but enlightening and insightful and inspiring. So you wouldn't want to miss it for any reason, especially on October 28th. So come on down. Let's all share our ideas and come together, because Rotarians are people of action, and it's going to be a team effort once again to participate in ORS. And it's going to be one of a kind, for sure.
As we closed out our conversation, each of the members offered one last comment on the value of spending some virtual time on Wednesday, October 20th, between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m., to participate in District 6000's One Rotary Summit. Let's begin with Alka.
I just want to invite you all once again. You won't want to miss this. Come on down from your home. You can join us for ORS 2021.
It has to be one of the most transformative experiences our district will ever bring together. It truly is going to be. And I know we're going to get more than 60 people, because that's just ridiculous. There are Rotarians here and around and abroad who are willing to join us from their armchairs for 2 hours to learn critical insights. And so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I would like to encourage and entice all Rotarians to show up. Sometimes when we do these things, the foundation chair or the membership chair comes, or one of the officers of the club come, and the baseline Rotarian doesn't show up for these kind of things. And quite honestly, we would get so much from those Rotarians who would step up to the plate and come join us, because they have great ideas too. They just haven't been drawn out yet in their own clubs to do that. And what better way to do that is by seeing that all kinds of Rotarians are showing up for the One Rotary Summit, and gives them the opportunity to have a say about what might happen yet in the districts or world.
Not too many, just I am very excited to see you all there.
Well, I would just like to encourage everyone, because it's very simple. It's a click of the button and you're in the meeting. You can join us from your home. You can join us from wherever you are. And it gives you the opportunity to be inspired, to be enlightened, and to be engaged and learn what an impact you can have in your community and our world, thanks to Rotary.
The only thing is, I always think it's more fun in a group. I would encourage a club, all clubs, to maybe some can meet at a house or at their meeting place, or just have a group, have a bottle of wine ready or coffee or snacks. And that way they can also discuss and cuss what they've learned about the public image, membership, TRF, and they can do it together.
Friends, that's a wrap on this episode of All Around Rotary. I do hope that you'll plan to attend. While the event is virtual and free, we do need you to register at the District 6000 website. It's easy, painless, and you know what? It takes less than 5.67 seconds to register. I know. I timed myself to do it. Hey, if you enjoy these podcasts, as I hope that you do, please share them on your club's website, Facebook page, or pass them along to others who might enjoy them. And as always, I look forward to seeing all of you around Rotary.